trust him. In his book, Between Noon and Three, Romance, Law, and the Outrage of Grace, Robert Capon wrote, "Trust him. When you have done that, you are living the life of grace. No matter what happens to you in the course of that trusting, no matter how many waverings you may have, no matter how many suspicions that you have bought a poke with no pig in it, no matter how much heaviness and sadness your lapses, vices, indispositions, and bratty whining may cause you, you simply believe that somebody else, by his death and resurrection, has made it all right, and you just say, 'Thank you,' and shut up. The whole slop closet full of mildewed performances, which is all you have to offer, is simply your death. It is Jesus who is your life. If he refused to condemn you because your works were rotten, he certainly isn't going to flunk you because your faith isn't so hot. You can fail utterly, therefore, and still live the life of grace. You can fold up spiritually, morally, or intellectually, and still be safe, because, at the very worst, all you can be is dead, and for him who is the resurrection and the life, that just makes you his cup of tea."